I'm here with Antoinette Neff, who is the head cheese behind the Community Concert Association. What's your official title?
Executive Director of the Executive Board.
On Monday, February 25th, could you tell me a bit about what that show's about? Not a traditional community concert.
No, this is going to be great fun for the entire family. Todd Oliver is a ventriloquist and a comedian and a musician, all rolled into one. And my understanding is he got his first ventriloquist dummy at about the age of 10, and he's also been playing music and so forth. So he's found a way to combine those two talents for his presentation.
I think he describes an entourage, but are all members of the entourage essentially, let's say, non-living?
No. As a matter of fact, that's one of the neat, unique things about his act is that in addition to the non-living suitcase family, as he calls it, of Joey, Miss Lily, and Pops, he has a live dog named Irving that kind of steals the show.
Interesting. So does Irving do some tricks?
That is yet to be seen. But I will tell you that he's got a great personality and he gets the laughs. And if you can't laugh at a talking dog, maybe you own a different pet.
I understand the show will go from 7 until sometime around 8:30.
About 8:30.
And that'll be at Red Rock State Park.
Yes, our venue has changed due to the construction that continues at the Elmore Theater. The city's been so gracious to let us use the auditorium at the Red Rock State Park. So please, if you're hearing this, let everybody know that our venue is changed.
For anyone interested in going who is not a current member of the Gallup Community Concert Association, I assume that memberships will be available at the door.
They sure will. And may I talk a little bit more about memberships? Memberships come in three sizes, so to speak. The first is the student level, and that is $20, and that includes all students aged kindergarten through college with your student ID, and those are only $20. We still have a total of 4 community concerts, and if you've missed the first 2, you can even bring a guest along with you, even at the student ticket rate. Then we have our adult membership, and those are $45, and our family membership is $100, and that's for the 2 parents or caregivers and all of their school-age children.
So basically, if someone has the card, you can bring extra people with you and punch out more of the events.
Yes, for each ticket, we've already had 2 concerts, so if you join at this time, you can feel free to bring a guest to a couple of the concerts, or maybe bring 2 people to one of the programs, and that works too. Our tickets are very, very flexible.
And speaking of events, what's coming up in the ensuing months?
Well, we have something about once a month through the rest of the school year. In addition to Monday, February 25th, with the Funniest Night with Todd Oliver, on Friday, March 29th, we'll be hosting 7th Avenue. And they're a group of 4 singers. If you remember, if you've been members for a bit, we had Home Free a few years ago. They were an a cappella quartet that went on the following year to win NBC's Sing-Off. And Chris Rupp was the founder of that Home Free group. And now he's branched out to form 7th Avenue. And they do some a cappella stuff, but they also do a lot of the vocal music combined with elements of pop, swing, rockabilly, country, and much more. And Thursday, April 11th, we're going to be bringing back the Peter and Will Anderson Trio, and they're virtuosos on clarinet and saxophone, and they were just a big hit when they were here a couple years ago. And then we'll be closing out with a Ladies Liberty show troupe on Thursday, May 23rd, to kick off Memorial Day weekend, partnering with the city to honor, all those who have fallen, as well as our veterans, with a patriotic USO style show featuring Natalie Lofton Bell. You might remember her living here in Gallup several years back and putting on some USO style shows. And she's got a wonderful show called Boogie Through the 40s.
And if someone wants to get updates on what's happening with the community concerts, what are the best ways to find that out?
The best options are through KGLP, of course, and as well as your local radio paper, newspapers, and our magazines such as The Journey and the Gallup Independent. So there are lots of ways to find out. Plus, we have a Facebook page.
And if someone wants to search for this on Facebook, what would they search for?
Just simply enter Gallup Community Concert Association, and we should pop up.
Thank you. If anyone has any questions, is there a telephone number that people could call?
Yes, feel free to contact me directly. My name is Antoinette Neff, and my phone number is 505-862-3939. You may also contact our membership chairperson named Candace Petzold, and her number is 505-870-7979. Or you can email gallupcca@gmail.com.
Todd Oliver's show will be happening on Monday, February 25th, starting at 7 at Red Rock State Park's auditorium, and that show will go probably around 90 minutes.
Yes. Right. We're looking forward to it. I was fortunate to speak with him on the phone a couple weeks ago, and he's one of the nicest fellows that I think you could ever visit with. So come by and see his show, and maybe get to visit a little bit afterwards.
I've been speaking with Antoinette Neff, Executive Director for the Gallup Community Concert Association.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Tony.